You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Gulseth. We have an exciting group of guests in studio today. We have students from Word of Life Lutheran School who are here to talk about their poetry in a poetry contest that just happened at Word of Life Lutheran School in St. Louis. We have Bella Bracken, who is a sixth grader. Welcome, Bella.
Thank you.
And we have Jaylee Schultz, a seventh grader. Welcome, Jaylee.
Hello.
Hello. And we have Emily Leitner, who earned third place in this, a seventh grader. Welcome, Emily.
Hello.
Hello. So tell me a little bit about what you enjoy about Word of Life Lutheran School and what you were able to learn there. Bella.
At Word of Life, there are really endless possibilities with what you can learn. You can focus on your weak points, and they help you with your strong points as well, and you can learn anything you really want to learn.
Awesome. And Jaylee, what do you enjoy about being a student at Word of Life?
I enjoy how positive everyone is and how encouraging they are.
Awesome. And Emily, is there a time when you're able to learn about Jesus and what he's done for you when you're at Word of Life?
Absolutely. We have religion class every single morning. And then on Wednesdays, we have chapel. And, like, all throughout the day, we always just, like, learn about Christ and always talk about him and just try to do our best for him.
Absolutely. So we're talking about a poetry contest that you all were in and placed very well, which is awesome. Tell me about maybe when you first wrote poetry or how you were introduced to poetry. Jaylee?
Well, my parents would read Dr. Seuss to me when I was younger before bed, and my mom would read poetry and nursery rhymes.
That's awesome. Dr. Seuss is my favorite. Bella, what about you?
I don't know when I first started learning about poetry, but I know I'd always read children's books, and I just always liked poetry, and I had been writing it since I learned how to write.
That's awesome. And Emily?
When I really started enjoying poetry was actually earlier this year when we were doing a poetry unit in language arts, and we'd all did all these assignments, and I started writing poetry outside of the class, and I saw that I really enjoyed it, and I just kept doing it.
That's awesome. So how excited were you, Emily, about this poetry contest?
I was pretty excited. I know there was a lot of people and schools who entered this contest, and it was just really cool that I got to place in it.
That's awesome. So you placed third, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. Tell me a little bit about your poem.
Okay, so this is called Mrs. Amazing, and it's for my language arts teacher who taught me about poetry. So here it is. A leaf blowing in the wind, she moved me. A flag waving proudly in the air, she inspired me. Like the autumn leaves, she changed me. A lion to her cub, she cared. Like an eagle flying over the canyon, she moved me. A foundation, a tree to its bark, keeps going in the dark. She changed my life forever. Mrs. Maxfield, Mrs. Maxfield, I know I'm not the best writer, but you made me brighter. You taught me that a poem isn't just groups of words that rhyme. In the night sky, a shining star. Thank you for being the amazing person you are.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
What inspired you to write about Mrs. Maxwell?
She just, like, always cares about her students and always wants the best for them. And I just really appreciate that she gives all of her students a chance.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Jaylee, you earned second place, which is also fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
So what was exciting about this poetry contest for you?
What was most exciting to me was that I learned a lot of new things, and mostly rhyming.
Yeah. Yeah, was that something that was kind of a new world for you?
Yeah.
When I was probably about your age, I got a rhyming dictionary when we first started doing poetry, and it was one of my favorite books to be able to learn what words rhyme with each other. Some of the crazy words that you wouldn't think of. So tell me a little bit about your poem.
I wrote about my kindergarten teacher. Her name is Mrs. Mormon, and I was like the worst kindergartner ever. I did not want to leave preschool.
So let's hear it.
My kindergarten teacher, who probably thought I was a creature. I would scream, kick, punch, bite, all I would do is fight. I wanted to go home, where I could roam, where I was free and everyone would leave me be. I would throw a fit every day, but Mrs. Mormon showed me the way. She taught me school was fun, and I did not have to run. I became a good child, who was no longer wild. Mrs. Mormon helped me meet my best friend. It was the perfect blend. Emily is her name, and she has no shame. Mrs. Mormon, my kindergarten teacher, who no longer thinks I'm a creature.
That's great. Congratulations on your second place.
Thank you.
So, Bella, what was exciting about this poetry contest? What did you really enjoy about it?
I really enjoyed standing up and reading it in front of people because I'd always been scared about that, but I think I've overcome my fear now.
Absolutely. So you won first place in this poetry contest. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How exciting is it for you to be able to write poetry and have this world opened up to you?
It's a lot of fun. I definitely want to do something with it in the future. Maybe I'll write books, maybe write songs. I love music.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about your poem.
My poem is called The Door to Music, and it's actually about my music classes. I do piano, my band. So here it is. The Door to Music. People who walk through my door will learn more than they will ever know. I'm the door to the classroom filled with music, joy, and love. Could you believe how much I've seen, how much I've heard, how much I've touched? If only you knew. I wish you knew, because I've seen so much. I'll protect you from distraction outside. If you promise to play that music, move that slide. Music was sent from heaven above, so care for that instrument, show it love, because it'll get you places you never knew. You'll do things you never thought you could do. Beethoven was a youth, Brahms and Bach. They played the same scales, played the same block. So play that drum and play that horn. Play again and again, and you'll never get bored. Play like Brahms, Beethoven, and Bach. We may be young, but we've got what we got. I can't do it. I quit. Don't say those things. Use your wit. Music flows like a river. It's smooth as glass. I'm so lucky to be the door to this class. Music touched heaven, gathered some of its glory. Then it came down to earth to begin its story. It's perfect like magic. It's sweet like sugar, and it's sour like lemons, and it's bitter like salt. As I stare into the classroom, I see nothing but joy. You love what you do. Think of this as a talent, not a toy. You love your teacher. She bubbles with success. She shares it with you to be the best of the best. As life goes on, students come and go. When they leave for the last time, I get to know, to remember their first practice. I watch them grow. As you come in for your very first time, I stare into the future with my knowing eyes and see your face as you leave, silent as mine. You'll get scholarships, college, and more. What can I say? I'm only a door, but a door to the future, a door to your hobby, a door to your favorite things in life. Whether it be the flute, cello, bass drum, or more. Again, I'm only a door. And a door to the future, I may be. I'm a pretty good door, now I see. A door to the future, the first and the last. A taken-for-granted piece of wood and glass. But a good piece of glass, I know I can be. Music knows how to inspire me. Music is sacred like the firstborn lamb. A door to music, that I am.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So for all of you, how has this diving into the world of poetry, has it inspired you in other creative outlets or maybe being able to combine two of your loves together, maybe poetry with something else? Has it inspired you to think creatively about more than just poetry, Bella?
It's inspired me because I like music, so now I know how to write music and write poetry, so I can turn my poems into songs and my songs into poems. So.
That's awesome. Is that something you want to be doing, writing songs?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What about you, Emily? Has this inspired more creative outlets?
Absolutely. I think, because I wasn't the best writer, I don't think, before poetry, so it's really opened up, like, new words and new phrases for future writing activities. So I think it really helped me with my writing.
Awesome. What about you, Jaylee?
Yeah, it definitely inspired me to turn music or to turn poems into music like Bella, and like learn like how to set up like poetry and other songs.
Sure. So has this experience being entered into a competition and competing against other people and having to create something that's going to be judged, how do you think this experience will help you maybe moving into high school? Because that'll be coming up in the next few years. How do you think that going through this kind of experience will help you moving as you get older? Emily?
I think it's gave me a lot of confidence when I was reading my poem in front of everyone. And I think like public speaking is very important now and throughout your life. So I think that really helped me.
Absolutely. What about you, Jaylee?
It's definitely helped me get over my fear of like speaking in front of other people and helped my confidence level a lot.
Absolutely. And Bella?
Yeah, the public speaking thing. I was really afraid of talking in front of people, and now I'm not as scared anymore.
That's great. So we just have about a minute left. Is there anybody you would like to thank, maybe for helping you along your journey or helping you write your poem, or anybody to thank for your education at Word of Life? Jaylee?
Definitely my language arts teacher who started this whole poetry unit in the beginning and helped us enter the contest.
That's awesome. What about you, Emily?
Same with Jaylee. I think that our language arts teacher, Mrs. Maxfield, has really helped us and supported us and inspired us. And my parents, I really have to thank them too, because they're very supportive in anything that I do.
And Bella?
My band teacher, Mrs. Porath, my music teacher and handbells teacher, Mr. Michael, and definitely my parents and my language arts teacher, Mrs. Maxfield.
Awesome. Well, Bella and Emily and Jaylee, thank you so much for coming into our studio and reading your poems for us. It's been really an honor for me to have you in studio with me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.